Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Chitra Prayer Circle call number 8 today on Sunday, September 29th. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate all of you joining in, being present, and wanting to share your contributions and your prayers for everybody. I have no sound. I think everybody can hear me, right? Yes, awesome. Okay, good. All right, so what we're going to basically do is, you know, we're going to pray for everybody, and we'll do a process. We're going to be doing a grounding, a connecting, expanding out, breathing, and all that wonderful stuff. Do the prayer process. So just be open to receiving. Have some water or something to drink. Because you're going to want something to drink afterwards, okay? Awesome. All right, so let's get started. And for those of you who are joining for the first time, thank you. If you haven't yet sent me your prayer, do so, and I will put it in my prayer book. You can type it into the Facebook group, or you can send it to me via email. So if you are watching this later, not live, and you haven't joined the prayer circle, you can go to alara.at/prayer. All right. So thank you in advance. Okay, let's get started. Take a deep breath, everyone. Be in your heart space the best you can. Breathe in to a count of four. Breathe out to a count of four. Again, breathe in. And breathe out. And one more time, breathe in. And out. Good. Just be in your heart space the best you can. And call forth unconditional love to yourself from all of the universe, spirit, creator, source, God, from your higher self, I am presence, from your support team. Just call forth unconditional love and allow yourself to feel, hear, know, see, and perceive all that in that unconditional love filling you up. Good. And now call back all energy you've left behind or given away in all time, spaces, dimensions, and realities through every aspect of you. And again, feel, hear, see, know, perceive, whatever way you do, all of your own energy coming back to you, filling up your entire body and being, energy field and aura, going deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA. Good. And now let go and release all energy that is not yours, that you've been holding on to, thinking it was yours, that you bought from somebody else, that no longer serves you, that no longer empowers you, that no longer works for you. Let it all go now. Let it all go back to source to be redistributed. Good. Take a deep breath. Awesome. Let's do a quick waterfall cleanse. Imagine you're standing under a rainbow, crystal clear waterfall. Now the water to come down. As it does, comes down the front and back, left and right side of your body. It can be warm or cool, whatever temperature you like. It's filled with rainbows, rainbows of light, rainbows of love, high vibration rainbows. Just let go of any thoughts, feelings, and emotions from the day, all the mental toxins, all the emotional toxins, all the stresses, anxieties, and worries. Let them all go into the water to be healed, cleared, transmuted. Good. Now allow those rainbow-filled water droplets to cleanse, clear, and heal your mind, body, and soul, to replenish you and refill you with higher vibrations, with unconditional love and light. To re-energize you, reinvigorate you, to realign you with the truth of you. Okay, take a deep breath. Now this crystal clear rainbow waterfall is being transformed into a pillar of rainbow love and light. This pillar of light that's filled with rainbows, healing rainbows, higher vibration rainbows. Allow yourself to descend down this rainbow pillar of love and light all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. And as you descend down, continue to receive the healing, the blessings, the higher vibrations from this pillar of light. So as you descend down, down, down into the heart chakra of Mother Earth, continue to receive. As you connect in, as you tap into the heart chakra of Mother Earth, take a deep breath, allow yourself now to receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from Mother Earth and her team. Her blessings, her unconditional love, her support, strength, and vitality, healing and wisdom, nurturing and nourishment, resources, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. And allow yourself to continue to receive for the rest of the day. Allow all of these energies, frequencies, and vibrations to go deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA. Fill up your entire body and being, energy field, and aura. And now let's connect into the heart chakra of the Great Central Sun. So just slowly ascend upwards through that rainbow pillar of light and love, all the way up, up, up. As you do, continue to receive the healing, the blessings, the love, and light. Good. As you connect in to the heart chakra of the Great Central Sun, again, take a deep breath. Connect in, tap in, allow yourself to receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love and blessings, of peace, bliss, and oneness, joy, and happiness. Connection and support. Knowing and wisdom, healing and well-being, acceptance, allowance, receiving, faith and trust, clarity and ease, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require, including the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of empowerment. Empowerment, empowering energies, empowering behaviors, empowering qualities that empower you to be you. That empower you to tap into the truth of you and choose that for yourself. Good. Take a deep breath and continue to receive for the rest of the day. Good, come back to your heart space. Push down any walls or barriers that may be up in your field, in your energy, in your awareness. And now expand out. Expand out to be as big as the room that you're in, the city, the state or province. Keep expanding, keep breathing. Country, the continent, as big as this planet and beyond. Good. And then in this expansive state, being bigger than your body, being bigger than your mindset, allow yourself to just be. And as you're in this expansive state, just allow your heart space to open up a little bit more. Today, we're going to ask that our heart space, our heart chakras open up a little bit more, our higher heart open up a little bit more, and our solar plexus chakra, our personal power chakra, open up a little bit more. Be in your power, right? And be kind. Be generous. Be loving. And as you're being is so big and expansive, create in front of you a ball of light. Just in front of your chest, there's a ball of light. And in this ball of light, we're going to add our prayers. We're going to add our energies into this ball of light. So there's, you know, there's individual ones that we create, and then there is a collective one, okay? So each of you, just imagine that there is a ball of light in front of you, and we're going to add to it now, into the individual one and to the collective one. So in this ball of light, add your prayers, the prayers for yourself, the prayers that you have asked out loud, that you've asked me, and even those prayers that you haven't voiced out loud, but spirit knows. So add those prayers now. What do you deeply desire? What do you deeply wish for? Add those prayers to the ball of light. Without an agenda, without control, just God, this is what I want. God, this is what I require. This is what I need right now. It could be peace. It could be ease. It could be well-being. It could be clarity. It could be the energy and sense of freedom, the energy of empowerment, harmony, keep adding to it. And at the same time, once you've entered in or sent in your prayers for yourself, we're now going to infuse it with your unconditional love and blessings, with your gratitude. So add your unconditional love, blessings, and gratitude. Awesome. So in the collective sphere, in the collective orb of light, we're including all of your prayers. All of your prayers, the ones that, you know, for the people who are here now on the call, all the people who are going to watch or listen to this later, and all the people who are in the Prayer Circle Facebook group or just in the Prayer Circle group. All of you who have asked for prayers, sent me your prayers, for example, Jane, Maggie, Caroline, and Cindy, we ask that all of your prayers be answered. And Patty, and Julie, Yvonne, Maria, Sonia. So even if I don't say your name, I have been reading all of your prayers. Julia, Paula, And Barbara, Martha, Andrea, Patricia, Joan, may all of your prayers be answered. Tim, Carol, Lisa, Jennifer, Stacy, Danielle, Catherine, Rose, Camille, Karina, Julia, Eileen, Gary, may all of your prayers be answered in the highest and best way possible for you and for everybody involved. Let it be for your highest good and the highest good of all, better than you can imagine. We tend to limit ourselves, so better than what we can even imagine. May you all deserve an abundance of peace. May you all receive an abundance of peace. And a lot of times we feel like we don't deserve it, but you do. So open up your heart to knowing that you deserve, knowing that you are worthy, knowing that you can receive. So for all the people who have sent in their prayers, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ask God that all of these prayers be heard and be answered. And answered with grace, with ease. May all your dreams, desires, wishes come true in the highest and best way possible for you and everybody concerned. May they be for your highest good and the highest good of all. May you find relief. May you find peace. May you experience it. Experience the peace. Experience relief. Experience joy in your mind, body, and soul. So for everybody who's here now live or who will watch or listen later, we add all of your names. We add all of your prayers, your wishes, your desires, and we amplify them. We amplify them with our blessings, with our unconditional love and gratitude, with our faith, with our trust, our knowing. So as you continue to be present, continue to send unconditional love and blessings to the ball of light, the sphere of light. And all of our blessings and unconditional love are being added to the collective sphere of our prayers. So as you look at your ball of light, you'll see that it's a bit more vibrant now, full of life. And it's spinning and jiggling and becoming much more vibrant and alive, as is this collective sphere. It kind of feels like it's bursting at the seams. It's so filled with all of your love and your blessings and your deepest desires for everyone to have their wishes come true, to have their prayers be answered. And you're asking for everyone's prayers to be answered, not just so that you can have your prayer answered, your own prayer answered, but because you care. You care and you love one another. You're kind. And you want everyone's prayers to be answered, not just your own. And because of that love, that unconditional love and kindness, it's vibrating even more, the sphere of light, with all the prayers. And it's like all the prayers are inside dancing around, jumping around, anxious to be answered. Good. And now we're going to release all these fears with that are filled with our prayers up to Spirit. We ask the angels and the archangels and the beings of light to carry our spheres to God directly, to Spirit, Source, Creator. So let go and release. Release that ball of light and let it go up, 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 up to be answered, to be received by God. Awesome. So now also the collective sphere, because it's filled with all of our love, our unconditional love and light, our kindness, our gratitude, it has a life of its own. And it's vibrating even more, and there's like this powerful golden white energy exuding out of it, the brightness radiating. And as that goes up and off to Spirit, as Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron carry it for us, as beings of light, my support team, carry it up to Spirit, we let go. We let go in trust. We let go in faith. We let go in knowing. So come back to your heart space. Now just receive some higher dimensional healing energies, frequencies, and vibrations from me and my team to fill you up, to empower you, inspire you, support you. Receive this concentrated blast of energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love, blessings, healing, and wisdom, abundance, and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Okay, take a deep breath. Good. Above your aura now, a golden diamond infinity symbol starts to spin and spiral all the way from top to bottom, back to front, left to right. As it does, hundreds of other infinity symbols, golden liquid light, diamonds, and rainbows spin out of it. That go deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA, fill up your entire body and being, energy field, and aura. Now that golden diamond infinity symbol comes and rests in your heart chakra. And above your crown now, a brilliant golden white diamond starts to spin. As it does, it comes down through your crown, down to your heart space, spinning and radiating this brilliant light from Source. Light, frequency, and energies from Source that fill you up. I go deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA, filling up your entire body and being, energy field, and aura. Just breathe and receive. And from this space, I invite you to offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness to your family, friends, loved ones, colleagues, and coworkers. To everybody on the call, listening now, listening later, watching later, everybody in the group. To yourself, to me, to your support team. This beautiful planet, all of humanity, all the pets and animals, anybody else, anything else, any place else that requires it. Please offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness now. And receive. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, bring your energy, attention, focus all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Take a few deep breaths. Come back up to your heart space, be in your body, be in your seat, be in your space, be in your room. Start to wiggle your toes and fingers and open your eyes when you're ready. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So for those of you who, So the prayers that you ask for during the actual call that you write in, please either send them to me via email or in the Facebook group so that I can record them in the book, okay? Because I don't actually keep the messages or the text from these calls, okay? From these shows. All right, everyone doing good? I can try that, but just for the future, because I will try. But so that'd be awesome. Okay, because it's just easier when I get it via email or in the Facebook group to write it down. Good, awesome. Feeling refreshed? Beautiful. Awesome, good. So drink some water, drink something, walk around a little bit, you know. Good, so we'll be back next week. Share, if you'd like to share the prayer circle with other people, they can go to alara.at/prayer so they can be included as well. They'll get the notifications for when the next prayer call is and the information. And I will be putting this up shortly onto YouTube and the podcast and in the Facebook group. Okay. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. I'm so grateful for all of you. Sending you so much love. I'm so grateful, like I said, but it's, one of the reasons I'm grateful for is that, you know, your added prayers, your added kindness, your added generosity, it just fills me up. You know, I'm so, so grateful. I love it. All right. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Good. I'm so glad you feel better, Melissa. Awesome. Good. So you can listen to this again, obviously, right? It'll be on YouTube and on the podcast and the Facebook group. So if you ever, during the week, if you need, you know, an extra boost or extra support, you know, you can always go back and listen to this, okay? I'm so grateful for you, all of you. Thank you. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.